1950. This dream soon vanished when the island proved unsuitable for the venture. A visit to a cattle spread on Kodiak further convinced the would-be partners that, for the time being at least, the Alaska ranch idea was out. They decided to go their separate ways. For several years, Dick worked as a heavy equipment operator and repairman on the naval base at Kodiak. He worked long, hard hours in all kinds of weather for construction contractors. He fished commercially for salmon. He worked for the Fish and Wildlife Service at King Salmon on the Alaska Peninsula. And though his living, for the most part, came from twisting bolts and welding steel, his heart was always in those faraway peaks that lost themselves in the clouds. A turning point in Dick's life came when a retired Navy captain who had a cabin in a remote wilderness area invited Dick to spend a few weeks with him and his wife. They had to fly in over the Alaska Range. This was Dick's introduction to the Twin Lakes country, and he knew the day he left it that one day he would return. The return came sooner than he expected. He was working for a contractor who was being pressured by union officials to hire only union men.